and get over here to Cassie, who's calling us from Renton. Hi, Renton. Hi, Cassie. What's on your mind, please?
Oh, hi. A few days ago, I was moving some stuff. I probably shouldn't have done it alone, but it was real heavy. And I pulled something, strained my back. I don't know what I did, but I am in agony. And it's on the right side, my hip area. I bent over today sitting in a chair, and I thought I was going to climb the wall. It was awful. And I wondered what you could advise to do for it, with short of taking drugs, you know.
Right. Well, probably it's best to search for whatever you did to yourself and see if there's a correction that can be made. And that's usually done by chiropractors, osteopaths, and not so much by medical doctors. I'm sorry, but we're just not good at manipulation of the spine, of the hips, that sort of thing. And I cannot tell you for sure that's what it was, ma'am,
mm-hmm.
but I can tell you that it very, very frequently is. And that's where I'd go in the long run. Now, in the short run, there are some pain relievers at the natural food store. No. They are not addictive. There's one called Boswellia. I didn't make that up. That's just what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
It's also called AKBA. That's the initials for the active ingredient.
Mm-hmm.
And people tell me it does control pain, but no, not as good as prescription opioids. It's not
mm-hmm.
as good as that, but it does control pain somewhat.
Mm-hmm.
So while you're trying to find what the cause of it is and get it corrected, you might want to look for that. There's another pain-relieving thing that is still available. And in our state, I think you can buy it over the counter in one of the marijuana shops. It's called CBD oil. Now, CBD oil is so effective at relieving pain that FDA is trying to give it to a single patent medicine company. They're trying to give them a monopoly on it so that they can sell it at a really high price, which is the point of all that little collusion. And that little collusion, by the way, was cited in the Journal of Law, Medicine, and Ethics. That's just not me carrying on. So CBD oil is also a pain reliever, and it doesn't get anybody high. That's the very important thing. That's the THC that gets people high.
Mm-hmm.
So you could use that for pain relief, and nobody I know of has gotten addicted to it. But really, I would go see somebody who might get you to the cause of the problem. That would
Even though it's not like really, really bad. I mean, it was when I bent over, but I just won't bend over.
Well, that's the thing, ma'am. Huh? That's what indicates that it's probably an adjustment needed, because you move the body in a certain direction and owie!
Yeah.
And that just means there's something out of line, ma'am.
Okay, I thought that too, possibly. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks for your help.
Okay, I'm sorry, ma'am. Sorry you hurt yourself there.